Joining me today on CFBS is Colin Standish, a constitutional lawyer, to speak about Quebec's language reform legislation, Bill 96, and Ottawa's Bill C-32, reforming the Official Languages Act, as well as the new task force that has been created to oppose the language law reforms. Hi, Colin.
Hi there. Thanks for having me here today.
And we thank you for taking the time, Colin, to speak with us, as this is a very important topic for any English-speaking Quebecers or English-speaking Quebecers in French rural areas of the country as to what this may mean for us.
Indeed, yeah. No, looking forward to talking about Bill 96 and 32 and the task force with everyone listening.
Maybe you could begin by briefly describing these provincial and federal language reform bills and what it will mean for the population.
Of course, yeah, no, I appreciate the question. So there's two new language laws on the table, and even Bill 96, the provincial one, touches on many other aspects that aren't just Bill 101. So firstly, there's a federal language law, which is an update to the Official Languages Act. And once again, that's been something, it's been about 30 years since they reformed it in 1988, and everyone was looking forward to the update to the Official Languages Act until it actually came out in sort of drips and drabs. There was a white paper in February, and then that was made into legislation in June, which is called Bill C-32. So the federal law updates the Official Languages Act in very detrimental ways. So it actually incorporates asymmetry into the act. So English and French are no longer equal at the federal level. So we can't just say Canada is English and French. It's that French will have predominance above English federally at the federal level and throughout the country if this act is passed as well. There are many other features of the act that I think are very ill-advised, and the task force does as well, is that they would incorporate Bill 101 and every other provincial language law into a federal law, which I think is a very bad idea, that Francophones aren't well served, neither are English speakers well served by Bill 101 throughout the country, except with the exception of New Brunswick. And as well, there's a variety of other aspects of it, that they're going to have new federal labor jurisdictions that will have a new language law, but it only protects French. And so that would apply to places like Winnipeg and Timmins and northern New Brunswick, where there's a lot of Francophones. But why doesn't that apply to English speakers in Quebec is the question that we're asking. Why can't it be protected in the West Island, Lower North Shore, Eastern Townships, for example? And as well, the federal government has invited the OQLF inspectors, so the quote-unquote language police, are actually invited into federal jurisdiction. So you would see language police in another province, at your bank, at your cell phone company. I think that's a really bad idea, and I think all Canadians should wake up to that. So that's the federal law called C-32, and that's something the Liberal government is proposing. The next law is the Quebec Provincial Bill 96. So that was released in May, and that's the CAQC's revision to, once again, not just Bill 101, but it actually amends 24 laws, the Constitution, and another regulation. So it's a huge bill. It's 100 pages long with 201 articles of law. Even with myself, I have two law degrees. It took me about 12 hours to read it for the first time. It's a Leviathan. But it really does some detrimental things to the English-speaking community once again. They want to modify the 1867 Constitution to say Quebec is a nation, Quebecers are a nation, and French is the only official language, and actually put that in our Constitution. That's never been done before, that a province can do that, and the federal government said that's okay. Unfortunately, they're wrong. It is not legal to do so, and will end up in court if it's passed, but it's very, very detrimental to the rights of English speakers, because there are rights in the Constitution, like Section 23, of the charter that lets us have English education, also called Section 133, which lets us have equality of English and French in the courts and legislature and laws. That people don't always realize this, but English is also an official language in Quebec at the provincial level. Every law is in English, the National Assembly is in English, and if it's not, then those laws are not legal. So that's an interesting point that people don't always realize. Mm-hmm. But this law would change that. And as well, it literally excises the English language from 24 other laws. So if you want to buy a home in English, you can't do that anymore. If you want to get service in healthcare institutions, you have to prove that you're an English speaker going forward. There's a lot of little nasty things in this law. And as well, I think some of the search and seizure things would really upset all Quebecers, not just English speakers, but language inspectors can go into businesses with a hypothetical complaint and actually seize the cell phones and computers, not just of the workers or owners, but actually of the consumers and clients on site. So those are just a few of the examples in this bill.